This come about from a motion that Councillor Jimmy Cavanagh had on call for an audit, and the council's response was one of there wasn't the funding available to carry out the audit. I raised it then at the plenary council in Lifford, calling on the council to make monies available for this audit. This is much needed. We are have been allocated millions now for active travel. This is going to cause a lot of change to the footpaths and roadways. So it's important that we carry out that audit to ensure that it's compatible with the new roadworks and the new active travel projects that are going to happen. And we've seen and heard from people with disabilities who live in the town and visit it that at times it's difficult to get about, whether it be parking your car or crossing the road. So what we need to do is to carry out an audit, see exactly where the gaps are, and then go in with the information and the data to government to request the necessary funding to bring our footpaths, road crossings and access up to the standards that it needs to be at. So the people with disabilities can access the town where and whenever they want to. So we're hoping that monies can be found to carry out this much needed audit, because it's only when you're armed with the information that you need, the data required to draw down funding, will we be able to get these much needed adaptations, accessible footpaths, roadways in place. So I hope that we're successful in that. I hope that the council sees the importance of having that data and that they allocate funding for this much needed audit in Letterkenny.
I'd have to imagine it would be disappointing to hear that if you were one of the people with disabilities that went to yourself or to Councillor Cavanagh to try and request this.
Yeah, look, it's frustrating at the minute when we, as councillors, we bring in motions for whatever, and the response is that we haven't got a budget to facilitate that request. It's the same with traffic calming measures. It's the same with audits, you know, and it's, you know, how do we know what money we can or should be spending if we don't have the information? And the information is there. We just have to listen to the people who are having, people with disabilities are having those difficulties accessing our town or retail parks, our council offices, or just being able to cross the road safely. So if we haven't got the information, we can't make the argument for extra funding from government. So what we have, the anecdotal evidence of the people who have the disabilities and the difficulties they're currently having accessing the town or getting about the town. And what we need to now is put that in their report and seek the funding necessary to upgrade our footpaths, road crossing points and all our accessible means to help people with disabilities.